Some people fix up their office with items that remind them of their favorite things in life. This man went a step further. He made sure his office allowed him to do the thing he most enjoyed in life at the same time, fishing. I'll take you to an office with a moat and fishing poles on our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's a place with ties to one of the best-selling books of all time.
We wouldn't be here in this building if it weren't for Ben-Hur. It was built with money from the book. Lou actually preferred to write outside. He had a tree that he wrote under. He put a little platform under it and a rocking chair, and that's where he wrote Ben-Hur, was outside.
Larry Paulberg says Lou Wallace loved writing and loved fishing. This building had the best of both worlds.
It's a freestanding building. When it was originally designed, he had a moat around it. Part of that was for privacy, and part of that was for convenience of fishing. He could fish off the terrace. In the winter, he'd crank up the furnace and sit in the basement with his fishing poles out the windows and fish.
Today, the moat surrounding the library and studio has been drained. Step inside, and you'll find one of his other loves.
He loved books, and so the walls are surrounded by his bookcases. All the books that we have here are his personal library.
There's another feature of the building that stands out to most who visit.
It was just a space that he designed. No windows. I think about a man who probably was a boy with attention issues, and windows are a distraction and lead to daydreaming. He didn't have that. If he looked up, he saw his beloved books.
Lou received praise from many dignitaries who read Ben-Hur. Perhaps one of the most intriguing for this veteran of the Union forces of the Civil War was the thoughts of the president of the Confederacy.
Jefferson Davis read it and was very impressed. And Lou fought in the Civil War, and so I think it appealed to him that Jefferson Davis saw the book as a tale of redemption and reconciliation.
The Wallace Study and Library is a unique place to learn about a man with many talents, and perhaps most notably, the author of Ben-Hur. Traveling the countryside in Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.